Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay! What up, what up?
Now, our friends, today is the first of the month, and just like you, we on TV doing something strange for some change. And to get in on the action, we got Vanessa Fraction.
Yay! Thanks for having me back, baby.
Thanks for coming, man. Listen, Drew Barrymore and Jessica Simpson are not perfect. We got the proof. And we're announcing the winner of Gary's Secret Sexy Word of the Day contest. And the LA crew is going to be joining us in a minute. But first, Gary.
Yes,
something
baby.
Is abreast with Amber Rose. What's that all
yes,
about?
Yes, let me tell y'all, baby, Miss Amber Rose, honey. Now, this girl is thinking about making a change, honey, she said. She's going to make another change, y'all. Now, she said that she's considering a breast reduction.
No. Say it ain't so.
Girls, honey, Amber Instagrammed this photo of herself and wrote this quote, I'm thinking about getting a breast reduction this year. My boobs are stupid heavy. My back hurts and I can't wear cute little shirts without a grandma bra.
Nah, man.
Aww.
Her breasts ain't that damn big.
Yes, they are.
They big as hell.
Oh, man, them breasts are serious, though. They look at, if you look at this shirt is struggling to stay up, even in the picture. The shirt is like, yeah.
As long as she don't reduce, like, to an A cup, she's good.
She don't need a wants breast to be... reduction. She need a personal trainer.
No. You can't train those breasts.
You train your back to make your back stronger.
Get them lats. Get them lats together.
You want to walk around with an Incredible Hulk back?
Oh, yeah.
Keep the big boobs.
Well, 50 Cent recently lashed out on Instagram over what he claims is inadequate treatment by stars following Sunday night's explosive new episode of Power.
Uh-oh.
50, who executive produces the series and stars as Kanan, is pissed that the storylines are getting lost because he's not getting as many episodes for season 4 than he wanted.
That makes sense.
It does.
The last episode, there was a lot crammed into one episode.
Either way, the executive producer says he posted to Instagram, I woke up feeling a little different about Power this morning. If the biggest show on your network doesn't mean anything, what does your network mean, stars? I'm taking my talents to South Beach. This.
Oh.
You really took it to the
I tried to embody 50 just a little bit. Just put how he might have felt this morning when he woke up. You know what I mean?
But 50 has done this before. He's clapped at the network and people. Yeah. And, like, it gets people talking.
Right.
It gets people watching the show to find out what he's mad about.
But do you think, too, that maybe it's because he's an executive producer.
Right.
So do you think he might be feeling a little self-absorbed? I'm not getting enough lines.
He knows what time it is. I don't think it has anything to do about his personal performance.
Me either.
I think he just wanted stars to give them more episodes
per
season.
Got you.
He's got story to tell.
I misread the story. Yeah, I took it on a personal 50 note. You know what? I'm disappointed too.
Can we get a solid 15-20?
You are right. Now that, here.
Yes.
Touch and agree
on TV.
Touch and agree. More episodes.
Please.
More power.
All right, y'all. Enough of that. Pitbull is a total ladies' man, and he says it's because of his total admiration for women. Ooh. In a recent interview, he was asked how he's able to always be surrounded by such beautiful women, and he said, well, let me tell you, a woman made me a man. I was raised by a woman. Therefore, I understand women. I love to be around women, and I understand the power of women. Mm. I think women are the most powerful things on earth.
Oh! Mm. Clap it up for a man who gets
Woo.
It.
I felt something with that speech.
Yes.
Right, even when you said it, I want you to do that speech again. I felt, oh, man, I'm a phenomenal woman. We shall overcome. Oh, I felt that.
Ooh.
Little woman feeling up in here. You can get some.
Don't mess it up. All right, Dish Nation fans, we've got our very first winner from our
Gary Sexy Secret Word of the Day contest.
Yesterday's word was hot and thousands of you played. But the winner from yesterday is, drum roll please.
Ring, 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 ring.
Linda Mosley.
Hey! Linda!
Congratulations,
Linda.
She
got five on it.
She got five on
so
it.
So if you want a chance to win $500 today, here's a reminder how you play. Several mini Garys will appear throughout the episode, each holding a different letter. So make sure you pay attention and write down each letter, because at the end of the episode, you're going to have Gary's secret sexy word of the day. Ooh. So once you know what it is, go to dishnation.com/ Gary's Sexy Word Contest to enter your word for a chance to win $500. Now, today's winner will be announced tomorrow along with another word, so you have to tune in every day this week so you don't mess out, all right? Get your pens and pencils ready, because here's your first letter. You ready?
Ready.
Ooh.
All right, so now it's time to bring L.A. into the mix. Gotta say what up to Heidi, Eric, Frank, and Frank's beard, which is feeling much better today. What up, y'all?
Oh, I
gotta put this dog down.
You do.
It's in hospice.
Shoot it.
So I understand some stars are posting their imperfections. What's that about, Eric?
Yes, it seems to be a trend that on Instagram, celebrities are switching it up a bit. Instead of posting the perfect selfie with the perfect filter on it, no, they're showing all of their imperfections. For instance, Drew Barrymore posted this photo showing off her unruly eyebrows with this caption: "Oh my God, how did I let it get this bad? Base and brows needed must become her. Hashtag Santa Clarita Diet. Here we go again. Season 2.
Okay, so this is what she looks like on Santa Clarita Diet.
No, not at all. She's
no,
beautiful.
Not at all.
She plays a zombie, diet. So she's always
eating
sort of
people.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she should eat someone with Botox. Because she needs some of that, now. Too.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to move my forehead like that for about 13 years now. I can't even make those wrinkles.
You can't raise your eyebrows.
Are they doing anything?
I think you're right, Eric, because there's been some sort of a trend, because I was trolling Jessica Simpson's Instagram, like I often do, and she posted this picture.
Okay. What are we looking at? What are we looking at here?
Well, she captioned it, missed a spot, so that's one of her legs, and she was, obviously, she shaved, and she missed a spot, so she wanted to show off a hairy leg.
She's missed a spot for a while. That's kind of long hair for her leg hair.
I can't even look at that.
I mean, y'all talking about, like,
is
y'all
really
don't
that
have
bad?
No hair nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you guys are hairy somewhere, and y'all look like taco meat.
Yeah. All right, so who's ready to take a picture of themselves in the negative and not do any filters? Just the worst thing you got on your body right now. Take a picture and post it to Instagram.
I'm going for a hell no. My caption would be worse, I'm sure, because I'd be like, oh, forgot to shave my chest hair.
You win. You win. That stray areola hair where you're like, how the hell?
It's like in your nature's tassel.
Yeah, oh my God, that's funny.
Ooh. Well, you guys, while we're on the topic of Jessica's, let's talk about JT's wife, Jessica Biel.
All right, yep.
She posting pictures?
She's out doing the rounds to promote her new USA limited series called The Sinner. And in the show, she plays a woman who commits a sudden, gruesome act of violence without any explanation. So after shooting all day long, she's in a really, really dark place. So Jessica told People magazine, quote, "Thank goodness for my family, because otherwise I'd be a depressive mess, like a blob on the floor eating cake balls consistently."
Cake balls?
Oh, really?
Are cake balls a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? I'm being serious. That's a real thing?
Yeah, like cake pops.
Cake pops, too?
Yeah, like a sucker.
Oh, okay.
Crack.
That is not what I pictured.
Well, sometimes I don't want to get up for work, but when I get here, Gary just makes my day.
Aww.
He's my big, fluffy, round cake ball.
You like chocolate cake balls?
No.
Oh.
I do.
So she's saying this role is so depressing.
Have you seen the previews?
Yes.
Is it good?
She has no idea why she becomes seriously violent.
Right.
You want to hear something creepy? We're sitting there watching Suits, which is on USA, and the ad for The Sinner came on TV, and it's about a lady who's on the beach and just for no reason, you think no reason, she just stabs somebody in the neck. And my wife, we're watching it, and she goes, you know, I worry that I might do that one day. And I go, what? Oh. Yeah, I just worry for some reason that I might just snap and stab somebody.
Yeah, I've had that thought too.
So I got the kid and we left.
Yeah, get her out of the house.
That's the craziest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Get out of there, JT! Don't go away. When we come back, Will Smith reveals that moment in time he actually realized that parents do understand.
Dish Nation. Hey, you, put that down. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Jay-Z has released another video to accompany his 444 album, and it's called Adness. Now, it's named after his late father. Aww. Now, the video features everybody from Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, DJ Khaled, Mahershala Ali, and Jay himself talking about defining moments in their life when it comes to fatherhood.
Dope. Oh, that's nice.
So well, check this out. One of the most interesting stories comes from Will Smith when he talks about an experience that he had with his daughter, Willow, when he talks about the time that she was on a tour stop for her hit song, I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. Mm-hmm. After five shows, she was like, you know, that was fun, and I'm ready to go home. And he was like, you can't. You got, like, 30 more shows. So she went upstairs, shaved her hair, and that's when he learned a valuable lesson.
She shaved her head bald in the middle of her Whip My Hair tour, right? And I was like, oh. And I'm looking at that girl, and I'm like, got it. Got it. I understand. You will not have this trouble out of me ever again. Let's go, baby. We can go.
Yeah. Right?
And for me, it was that soldier that was pushing and wasn't paying any attention whatsoever to what was going on emotionally with this beautiful little creature in front of me.
That was deep.
Wow.
That was deep.
Aww.
That last statement alone.
Sometimes there are people that come on this planet that are just, like, different.
Yes.
And operate, you know, separately
yes.
from the way everybody
yes.
else operates.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
for Will to see that in his daughter and to see the pain in her not wanting to do this no more,
right.
shout out to him for being there.
Fatherhood is so sexy, I swear. I'm in here listening to all this, getting warm on the inside.
Here you go, getting
My
all
fatherhood.
Moist.
I am moist. I get very moist with this kind
we
of conversation.
Talk about pancakes, moist. Talk about dog sitting, moist. Talk about anything. This one is moist.
Oh,
well, up on aisle one.
Anybody got any wet wipes?
All right, up next, no one really knows where the relationship stands between T.I. and Tiny. And if you believe the series finale of their show, things were definitely over. Well, since then, they've been on family vacations together, and T.I. just took to Instagram to wish his soon-to-be ex-wife a very happy wedding anniversary.
That was nice of him.
T.I. very eloquently said, happy 7th anniversary, Mrs. H. Looking at these pics seems like the time flew by. Never a dull moment. Every day we lit. They making this fam look sexy. They ain't never seen like us. Can't expect nobody to understand this thing of ours. It's unfathomable to most. Through the good and the bad, we stay up whether right or wrong, we gon' ride. That's all I can ask for. With all my love. Mr. H.
Oh!
Child, give me the box of tissue. Oh, give me the box of tissue. He did that. No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so many people be in their business. Yeah. But let me tell you something. When it comes to marriage, when it comes to family, there is no blueprint. There is no, to me, right or wrong way. It's what works for you. And bigger than love, I will keep saying, is respect. And they respect each
what
other.
What you want?
Hey,
oh, sorry,
well, you know I got it.
Yeah.
What you need?
Yeah, I know you got it.
All I'm asking
is for what?
R-E-S-P?
Just a little bit
sock
of that.
Sock it to me.
Sock it all the way to me. I'm proud of them for this.
Okay, moving on. Are y'all familiar with Steve Bartman?
Very much so. I'm from a Chicagoan.
Yeah. Okay, well, in case you didn't know, he's the Chicago Cubs super fan who many people blame for the Cubs not going to the World Series back in 2003 when he interfered with the foul ball during Game 6 of the National League Championship.
It was downright criminal, honey.
Oh, my God. People were so upset. Not only did he have to be escorted out of the stadium for his safety, at one point his home was protected by 6 police cars because of all the harassment and death threats he was dealing with. Well, y'all, the Cubs finally won the World Series last year, their first since 1908, breaking the longest drought in history. And in an awesome gesture, the Cubs organization just gave Steve his very own World Series ring for all that he has endured.
That is touching.
Yes, for 13 years of having to almost go into a witness protection program.
I mean, but the real question is, why are y'all Chicagoans so damn dangerous and so...
What?
Dangerous? What the...
Chill. Coming up, Kim Zolciak made a big promise on social media, but it only took a day to break it. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo, hey.
So, honey, it has not been been, honey, a good start to the week for Miss Kim Zolciak Bierman, honey. The Real Housewife of Atlanta star found herself in the doghouse, honey, after a social media follower called Animal Control on her saying that her foster dogs, Shiloh, Sage, and Stella, honey, were not being cared for properly.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, why would they say this? What did she post that was so bad?
They say she had them in cages, girl. I mean, you don't put an animal in a cage.
Yes, you do. No, yes, you do. No, when you're training them.
Yeah, you know, I got dogs.
Yeah.
When you're training them, like, you do keep them in a cage so that you teach them how to go outside and use restroom and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know
just
what
it is. Like you, Gary, they need training.
Well, yeah, exactly. But am I in a cage? I'm free.
No, but you probably was peeing all over
the place. Anyway, y'all. Well, Kim, y'all, was understandably vexed, honey, by this, by saying, honey, I am utterly disgusted, honey, and appalled, honey, by the person who did this. Now, Kim vowed, y'all, never, honey, to post a picture of her dogs again. Well, honey, that vow lasted a whole day, honey, which is pretty good for Kim, honey. Now, she took to Snapchat, y'all, to post videos of her son, Cash, playing with one of her dogs, honey. She explained her actions by saying, quote, I said I wasn't going to post anymore, but I'm not going to let a few in my Wheaties, unquote. Who cares?
And we quick to say what we ain't never gonna do. I'm never gonna tell you what I'm never gonna do.
Never say never.
Ever.
Never in such a long, long time.
Oh, with this.
And she's a known liar. It just dawned on me. She said she was never going back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Huh? And she's back.
Never, never, never.
Mm. All right, y'all. It's time for a deal. Woo!
Yeah.
That's right, and this one is for the ladies and the flamboyant gentlemen out there. And head crack, just because you a dude, man, don't mean you shouldn't pay attention, because what I got right here is the perfect gift for the lady in your life.
Listen up, y'all.
Listen up. This is the Zoeala 9-piece brush set. It contains 9 of the most popular makeup brushes in the industry, and it will change the way you apply makeup forever. Each brush is antibacterial and made with synthetic grade A laser cut microfiber. The set also showcases the oval shaped brush, which is a trending phenomenon right now in the beauty world. And it comes in a handy storage box to keep your beautiful brushes organized and clean. Now, we all know that beauty ain't cheap. And if you want to slay, honey, you got to pay. This beautiful set usually retails at $120. But for you and our Dish Nation family, all this is yours for just
$29.
$29.
I don't believe it. I won't believe it.
Well, bitch, you better believe it, Gary, because it is true, honey. All true. All this is yours for just $29. But this deal won't be around forever, y'all. So hop on to morningsave.com right now and start looking fabulous, darling, and head crack, and all the rest of you guys watching. Buy one for your lady, okay?
All right, y'all. Find out why Harry Styles may have broken the hearts of millions of his fans. Next.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, there's just enough time left for a
smash alert.
All the boys are excited about it. And you know what? This time it's about Harry Styles, and he's not doing much to get rid of that rock star cliche.
I could do some Harry Styles after that.
I messed your hair up. So Harry Styles is dating his 5th Victoria's Secret model.
He's
finally won me over.
Yeah, Harry Styles, 5th Victoria's Secret model. Her name, she's 27 years old, by the way, and apparently he's...
Kind of old for Victoria's Secret model.
He's apparently besotted with a 27-year-old girl by the name of Camille Rowe. She's a French-American model, worked for Victoria's Secret, has also worked for Louis Vuitton, Dior, and Playboy. And apparently they're thought to be dating after attending a gig together in New York City, but they're sort of keeping it on the down low because he doesn't want to make this a big deal.
This is not fair.
No. Why?
There should be a rule that allows a limit of Victoria's Secret models. This is every boy's fantasy. He's getting to pick out of the catalog who he wants, and it's not fair. I'm mad about it.
See, that's where I was different. My upbringing, we didn't have Victoria's Secret. We had the Sears catalog, so, you know, my type got imprinted.
Yeah. And you've really stuck to that.
I stuck to it back then, too.
The show's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.